Paul, you've had a very good few weeks, so I imagine it's a very bouncy place at the moment.
Yeah, to be fair, it's, since I've been in here, it's been really enjoyable, and the last number of weeks has been great because the results come and the performances come, and the way the whole general feeling at the club's went is really good.
You've had a lot of games recently. Mm. Is there anything truth to the sort of cliche that you sometimes hear that it's easier for players to get through all these games if you win them?
It's a hard question, Mike, because if you win them, it's a lot more easier. If you get beat and you're not performing, it's a little bit more difficult. But the actual number of games that we're playing, especially with the cup ties, means you're doing something pretty decent. So, and as I said before, whatever team I pick, whatever lads I pick, I don't view anybody as being a second string or reserve players, or people have got their favourites, fans' favourites. But I never view the lads like that. I view everybody as an equal. And whoever I play, I expect them to perform as each other. And I think they've really bought into it of, I don't differentiate from any player. Everybody's important to me. And whoever I pick, I think they'll go and perform.
I was going to sort of come to that, really, because, I mean, we still often get asked, does ex-manager know his best 11? Everybody's obsessed with what's his best 11, what's his best team? Are those days completely gone now? There's no such thing as just having a best 11. You've got to have more than that.
In modern-day football, I think you've got to have more. And I think, as I said before, I don't view anybody as second string or weaker players. Or they're my team and my players. So I view them as one of my own. And as I said before, I don't view them as weaker or stronger than anybody else. As a team, I expect them to perform or be competitive. I think that's important. And it doesn't matter who plays for me, that's what I expect. So regarding second string reserve players or squad players, I never view it that way.
But you've now got quite a number of players in form, as we've seen in the cup ties, where you've made a few changes and they've played really well. So is that's helpful for you, I imagine? Can you sort of tailor it and say, well, this is the sort of game I expect this week, this player's got this different strength to that player or what?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I do. And the same tone goes, if it went to Stoke and getting beat heavily, and you might have changed opinion, but because the lads performed the way they did and they've done it again, it indicates to me they can do it. It's not a flash in the pan or a one-off, but I see it every day in training, and they train the same way as they play, which is testament to themselves. And I think, as I said before, what's happening at the minute is the whole squad is really strong, and it doesn't matter what team I play, and the younger ones come into it, even the younger ones come into it as well, they're performing at a really high standard. They know the level I expect. So that's why it's really pleasing to see, no matter what team I play, that they will go be competitive.
And the experience for some of the younger ones in particular recently, I mean, I think of someone like Harry Burgoyne, I think he's had four games now, and they've all been eventful one way or another. I mean, these are the sort of experiences that'll last him his whole career. He'll get something out of that.
Well, I think what's if you go back away to August, I think if you ask, especially the younger ones, would have foresaw what was going to happen to their careers, they probably thought they're a million miles away from it.
Sure.
But through injury and through, in Harry's case, he got given an opportunity through injury and to Carl and Andy. So, and he took his chance and made a name for himself on that aspect. So he's came from nowhere, bright and running. I'd saw enough in one game to think there's a big talent there, and but I would never know until I threw them in. Sure. It's okay to watch them and look at them in a reserve game, but I would have never known for my own self. Could have stepped up, and they've been absolutely fantastic, the two of them.
Tell us about Ben Marshall. I think most of us have seen him play, and a lot of fans will have seen him playing before, and you've obviously worked with him, so what specifically is about him that made you want him?
I think he's very good in the ball, in a number of positions, not just one position he can play. He's very versatile, and I think on the ball he's very good. And I think he needed to leave Blackburn at some stage to get himself going again. So I think he's not done anything for the last fortnight or so. So he's a little bit behind on match fitness. Fit lad, but match fitness is not quite there. So But I've got a really good player there in a number of positions.
Yes, and when you've got all the other players that complain why there is fit, I'm thinking of people like Giro and Graham who haven't played since you've been here yet, and you know they might, I don't know how close they are. You really are going to have a lot of selection in those, or a lot of choice in those areas.
Yeah, and as I said before, the beauty for me is I've got that opportunity to change the way I want to see fit or I want to do it, and whoever's on top of their game, then they've got a better chance of playing than not. So, as I said, Ben's probably strength is his versatility, where he can play right back or anywhere near enough across the front. So it's a big addition, especially the number of games that we're playing at the minute, and we're going Saturday, Tuesday. So that's why I changed the squad as well, because it's really difficult to play Saturday, Tuesday. So it was, again, that I always say it, that I don't view anybody any weaker than anybody else.
How are you doing for fitness this week? Isn't there any changes from last time?
No, it would be the same squad. Obviously, Ben will be in the squad, so more or less everybody will be the same. One or two little knocks, that will see how lads are, and but more or less the squad will be pretty strong.
And just a last thought from me, obviously Burton is an interesting case, isn't it? I mean, they're one of the smaller clubs that have been up in this division for some considerable time and still fighting hard. Yeah. And you know, I've already used one cliche, so I'll use another one. There are no easy games at this level. There'll be a test for you.
No, they've always had a difficult small ground, and I went to watch them on Wednesday night. We're going to have to earn the right. They've earned the right to be in the league, and Nigel's done really well there, so... And he seems to be comfortable there. But we go there with a lot of confidence, and we go there and do what we've always done, is try and win. And if we keep doing what we're doing of late, then a bit of luck, we can hopefully win.